This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. We have been doing a 3C biographical study of the life of King Solomon. We started by collecting material on his life, then we correlated it into an outline, which we've been amplifying in recent visits. We've considered the first two points under the title, The Tragedy of Misused Privilege, God's Love for Solomon, and Solomon's Love for God. Now let's consider the third point, Solomon's Drift from God. The drift started early, as noted in 1 Kings 3:1. Solomon made an alliance with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and married his daughter. Such a union was forbidden by God, but very common, as seen in the life of David. Then, in 1 Kings 3:3, Solomon showed his love for the Lord by walking according to the statutes of his father David, except that he offered sacrifices and burned incense on the high places. It's these little exceptions that begin to make a difference. It's interesting to note, right after these compromises, Solomon went to Gibeon to offer sacrifices at the tabernacle located there, and after this, in a dream, God offered to do anything he asked for. Solomon's humble request for wisdom pleased God. When he returned to Jerusalem, he again offered sacrifices to God in worship and praise. During his prayer of dedication of the temple, he prayed, "When they sin against you, for there is no one who does not sin, and you become angry with them," he asked God to forgive them if they have a change of heart and repent. He was aware of his own sinful heart and need for forgiveness, but unfortunately, his drift from God continued. You can review these messages by going to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.